Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
It should come as no surprise that Time Magazine has named Caitlin Clark as Athlete of the Year for 2024. I think that is much deserved. What did surprise me and very much was disappointing was Caitlin Clark's response to this. She basically went on, did this interview with Time Magazine, and apologized for being white. Mark, you actually found this and sent it to me, and I'm just dumbfounded that at this point, we're still, when someone says, hey, you deserve this honor, which she does, her first reaction is, you know what? I'm white, I'm privileged, and really that's the main reason why I've been successful. I want to read the quote that she said. She says, I want to say I've earned every single thing, but as a white person, there is privilege. Goes on to say, a lot of these players in the league that have been really good have been black players. This league has kind of been built on them. The more we can appreciate that, highlight that, talk about that, and then continue to have brands and companies invest in those players that have made this league incredible, I think that's very important. I have to continue to try to change that. The more we can elevate black women, that's going to be a beautiful thing. Why can't Caitlin Clark just look at all the records she's broken, all of the fans, myself included, who she herself has made interested in women's basketball? She herself is the reason why so many people were watching WNBA games and why so many people were interested in watching the University of Iowa women's basketball games to the point where they were selling out whether they were at home or away.
She needed to shut up and play. She's gone to great lengths, I think, to avoid telling anybody what she thought about anything. And most of us thought it was because she was just a humble human being who wanted to let her athletic skills speak for her, as opposed to being woke. And clearly, we just didn't know who she was. I mean, I think that's the thing about it. Now, I think there are legions of people who've become fans of Caitlin Clark. Some of them won't care, but I'll tell you what, this will. The fact that she's denigrating her own accomplishments to kneel at the altar of political correctness will impact. It'll certainly impact my desire to schedule anything just to watch a game because Caitlin Clark's in it. She's a once in a generation talent, and her race has nothing to do with it.
I agree.
Nothing to do with it.
I agree with that. I'm trying to remind myself that this girl is what, 22 years old, maybe 23 years old, fresh out of college. She's had fame like she probably never could have imagined.
Right.
And it happened, it seems like, very quickly. And she's at a very vulnerable stage where people are talking about her and she's being fed all of this stuff and being told, you're privileged, you're privileged, you're privileged. So, yeah, I would expect better from her. I wish that she wouldn't bow down to this and bend to the woke mob who says you are only successful because of the color of your skin. But I have empathy for her. Listen, this is part of the problem, okay? People like Charlemagne the God, okay? I don't know if she pays any attention to what comes out of his mouth, but there was a conversation, actually a debate, that he was having with Bill Maher back in, I think, June. And this is the kind of crap that Caitlin Clark has had to hear time and again.
When people come into the league and they're like the biggest thing in college, isn't that a big deal?
No, because Asia Wilson was the biggest thing when she came out of South Carolina. That's where I'm from. So she was one of the biggest things when she came out of South Carolina, number one draft pick. And she didn't get all of that. So what do you attribute that to?
You're saying that's racism.
No, I'm not saying it's racist. I'm just saying that I think Asia Wilson has a point. And I think sometimes when, black women say certain things, we should listen, and especially her, because I'm not in her shoes.
I don't know. But why was Serena Williams such a big star? Because people like that. They didn't not watch her because she was black, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I wish Caitlin Clark would have just had the response that she had when she won the ESPY. I think it was for Best Women's College Athlete or something like that. And she just said, thank you, what an honor. Why could that not have just been her response? Wow, this is incredibly special that I was given this award. Thank you to all my teammates and all the women who were part of this league and the coaches. Why go there with the race?
Well, what she should have said is, the fact that I won this award is living proof that despite the obstacles in my way as a white female, I'm currently a star in the WNBA. Those are the words that should have come out of her mouth. You know why?
The left would crucify her.
Well, of course, I don't care. I don't. But it's the honest truth. The makeup of players in the WNBA is 60% black, 19% white. Fewer than 20% of the players in that league are white. And then the other minorities. Let's see, unknown, Asian, Hispanic, Latina, that's in the 1 or 2% percentile. So the fact that she is the best known and most popular star in the WNBA as a white woman, she overcame the odds in order to achieve that. But instead, she's got to kneel down at the feet of these people who demand that she, honor them somehow by allowing her to compete in the WNBA. There's a reason she's making more money than most of them, and it's not because of the color of her skin. She's a once-in-a-generation basketball player. To reduce this to race cheapens her image, and I hate that she felt like she needed to suck up to the woke crowd. I hate that. I do. She didn't need to.
No, she absolutely didn't need to.
Her play speaks for itself.
Problem is, she has players in the WNBA who every time she has some sort of success,
Angel Reese,
yes, that's one of them, want to downplay it and basically say, more or less, you're privileged. I mean, they're maybe not saying those exact words, but that's the main message behind what they're trying to tell her.
They told her that before she got drafted. Well, she was good in college, but you wait till she comes to the WNBA where everybody was the best player on their team in college. And she went to the WNBA and she dominated them and broke record after record after record for a rookie, which my assumption is she'll continue to do.
Right.
She's already proven their race-based bias is wrong. Why stop and suck up to them now? Unless she's felt this way all along and she just kept her mouth shut. Just to try to, which is smart, please as many fans as possible by not expressing her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now that she's done that, I think it's going to hurt the WNBA. I do. I think they have to assume a portion of the people that were seeking out that league to watch it just because of Caitlin Clark are going to be a little offended that she had to suddenly claim that some of her success is only on the shoulders of the black women who've preceded her.
Her saying that ends up hurting her, because if she had just said, like I mentioned, how she responded to her winning the ESPY award, it's kind of neutral, just saying, I'm so honored, thank you so much for this award. Just think, if the WNBA were the opposite, dominated by white women, and a black rookie had the incredible success that Caitlin Clark had, would she say that? We have to elevate these white women.
Well, first of all,
what does that even mean? Does it mean that every time, Caitlin Clark, you do something, you break another record, which you already have done in the WNBA in your rookie year, that every single time you do that, you have to be like, well, you know what? I can't really take credit for that because it was the black women who came before me who really paved the path for me to be able to do what I just did. Seriously, what does that mean to elevate black women? How does that work?
The worm has turned a little bit because Michael Jordan didn't go into the NBA and thank all of the white players from the 50s and 60s whose shoulders he was standing on. He didn't have to do that. His skill set spoke for itself. And at the time, until Oscar Robertson came along and broke the, I believe he was the one that one of the ones that broke the race barrier in the NBA. It was because of discrimination, obviously, that more black people had not played in the NBA up until then. And now they dominate the NBA, which is fine. But if there's one person that breaks that trend, it's suddenly an affront to society. I'm sorry. That's not the case. She swears she is because of her skills, period, not her skin color.
Here's something else she said in this interview. She said, I tell people I feel like I'm the most controversial person, but I'm not. It's just because of all the storylines that surround me. I literally try to live and treat everybody in the same exact respectful, kind way. It just confuses me at times. I think she's confused. I think she's overwhelmed by all the fame that she's had. It happened very quickly. Again, she's young, and ultimately she can't bow down to the woke mob,
but she is.
And I'm disappointed, but I empathize with her. And I hope that this is just some sort of a stage and that she's going to find her voice and she's going to be more confident in her skills, knowing that she has earned every single title that she has received, including Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year for this 2024 year.
Maybe she thinks by sucking up, she'll no longer get battered to the ground every time she tries to drive to the basket, which they tried to do to intimidate her with those tactics when she first got into the league. I don't know. Maybe not. Very disappointing. I agree with you, Kim, completely on that one.
Get more at 971talk.com.